From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Iraq today, four U.S. soldiers were killed by a roadside bomb northwest of Baghdad. And a Sunni Arab candidate for parliament in this week's elections was shot and killed as he filled up his car at a gas station in Ramadi, where the insurgency is strong. The parliamentary elections are this Thursday. The vote will determine Iraq's first permanent government since the U.S. invasion in 2003. There are hundreds of parties, thousands of candidates on the ballot. One city where voter turnout is expected to be high is Fallujah. It was once an insurgent stronghold and is now tightly controlled by U.S. Marines. NPR's Ann Garrels is on her third trip to Fallujah since the Marines invaded the city last November, and she's there now to cover the elections. Ann, as you drive around Fallujah, are there visible signs that there's an election 2 days away?
Absolutely. Just like Baghdad, there are posters all over the place. And tomorrow, the chief of police says he's going to start issuing buttons with the Arabic word for vote on them. But actually, he doesn't need to because people here really do seem like they're going to go out and vote. At today's city council meeting, members, in fact, said the election commission hadn't done enough to facilitate the vote. They said there weren't enough polling places. They said the election commission was deliberately not providing enough security to foil the vote in Fallujah. This in a place where, you know, everybody basically boycotted the elections last January.
Well, since that is the case of that boycott about a year ago, Fallujah is mostly a Sunni Arab city. Why are they expecting a big turnout? What's changed?
Well, first and foremost, people don't want to be left out and left behind. They want their say. And Sunni religious leaders have come out and said it is their duty to vote, despite the dangers. 2 weeks ago, the leading Sunni Grand Mufti, Sheikh Hamza, was shot to death here. He had been urging people to vote. He had attacked terrorist violence. He knew he was taking a risk. He had received death threats. And many in Fallujah say they intend to vote to honor his memory.
When you talk to people who live there, do they seem to be lining up behind any particular candidate or slate of candidates?
Curiously, most of the people I spoke to today say they're going to vote for former Prime Minister Ayad Alawi. They see him as embracing all Iraqis, as a strong man who's fair and capable. And this is also interesting since he is the man who authorized the U.S. assault on Fallujah last year. But perhaps more than anything, people here hate the current Shiite-led government. As one, actually several people said to me today, they said, we're not going to allow an Iranian-style country to be built on our backs. They see this, the current government as having far too close ties to Iran.
Ayad Alawi is not Sunni, right? He's a Shiite himself.
He is a Shiite. He's not a Sunni, but people see him as a neutral figure who's a strong man who has brought Sunnis into the government, has got Sunnis on his slate, and they seem to prefer him, although not entirely. There are people who will vote for one of the two main Sunni slates, but they seem to think he's got a good shot.
And give us a sense, if you could, of the look and the feel of the city, and maybe how it's changed in the last year.
Unfortunately, it really hasn't changed, at least on the surface, very much. It's still, huge swaths of the city are still completely destroyed. Literally, block after block after block, just rubble. The reconstruction has been slow, a lot of it invisible, because it's things like, you know, redoing the water mains. Unemployment is incredibly high. And even though U.S. officials have called this a strategic city that is important to show what can be done if it cooperates, the Marines and civilian officials don't really seem to have much of a plan on how to do real reconstruction. They've been rebuilding what they destroyed, but in terms of real economic development, that hasn't started.
And what about the security situation? You're embedded with the Marines. There were 10 Marines killed near Fallujah earlier this month. It was an explosion at a temporary base near the city. So when we say the Marines are in tight control of Fallujah, what does that mean? How much resistance is there?
It's still very dodgy here. People, me with the Marines themselves travel with very their own tight security. Those Marines who live inside the city itself are basically in a fortress. And there is a sniper at the moment, for instance, who is plaguing them. He's already killed one Marine in this fortress-like area. He's managed to reach it from outside. Another Marine was hit in the head yesterday. Luckily, he had his helmet on. There are commonly roadside bombs. There was a suicide car bomb yesterday that hit a Marine truck. Luckily, only one person was wounded. No one was killed.
Anne, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Anne Garrels in Fallujah.